Now hand you over to Maulana for the next 45 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sallamayin. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقال تعالى الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وقال تعالى وأتم الحج والعمرة لله صدق الله العظيم. First and foremost, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting all of us the opportunity of assembling here this afternoon so that we may share and learn from each other the very very important issue regarding Hajj, Umrah and Ziyarah. Up to now, mashallah, we have heard Mawlana Ismail Patel Sahib Damat Barakatuhum giving us an overview of Medina Munawwara. Inshallah, I will then take off from there and take you to Makkah Muazzama. And later on, Mufti Ilyas Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he will take over and he will do, inshallah, the 5 days of Hajj. So we are now in the middle portion of the Hajj program. When I say middle portion, I mean as follows. Virtually every Haji, after leaving home, his destination first and foremost is generally Medina Munawwara. Very few Hajis, they proceed directly to Makkah Muazzama. I believe 99.99% all of them head for Medina Munawwara. Both the destinations, be it Makkah Muazzama, be it Medina Munawwara, both of them have the merits. And you won't go into the nitty-gritty of the merit. Both of them have the merit. I'd like to believe why all of us are going to Medina Munawwara first. Simply because Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he left for either Umrah or for Hajj, his starting point was Medina Munawwara. He always left for Medina Munawwara except on one occasion. Why Medina Munawwara? Just outside Medina Munawwara, there is a little village. Now it's a big town. And at this particular junction, there is a massive masjid. Very, very huge. Inshallah, later on in the slide, our brother Ahmad Sayyid Mullah, he will show you this masjid. He'll show you the inside of the masjid. This particular masjid was built recently. When we go back 1,400 years back, we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching the Sahaba Ikram that there is such a thing called haram boundary. Haram means sacred and boundary is the perimeter around it. Okay? What is so important about that? In the dead center is Makkah Muazzama. Any person from any part of the world, be it north, south, east, west, whoever, his destination ultimately is Makkah Muazzama. Before he heads directly to Makkah Muazzama, at a particular point, this is called the Miqat boundary. When he comes to this particular point, he cannot proceed any further if the target is Makkah Muazzama until he enters in what we call the state of Ihram. Until he enters into what is called a state of Ihram. Ihram is not the clothing you wear. Ihram is part of the outfit, the clothing. Ihram is the state and condition. Simple meaning of the word Ihram. Ihram means to make haram. What do you make haram? I give you a simple example. Look at Salah itself. When we stand up for Salah, we make our niyat, then we say Allahu Akbar and fold our hands and start the Salah. This Allahu Akbar is called Takbir Tahreema. That takbir that makes all activities haram. You can't speak, you can't look around, you can't walk around, you can't eat, you can't drink. So, this takbir made many activities haram. Exactly in the same manner, this ihram, when you enter into ihram, David said, Allahu Akbar. Here we're going to say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. That's the difference. And after, of course, wearing the normal outfit, etc., when we make the niyat and say the Labbaik, the moment we say the Labbaik, we are now in what is called the state of Ihram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has laid out for us that many restrictions will now apply to you. More so for the men and less for the women. If you look at the men, very simply put is this, your normal everyday clothes, including your underwear, you cannot wear now. MashaAllah, most of you are wearing a topi. When you're in a haram, you cannot wear your topi, topi comes off. No underwear, no shoes. Even the champal that you're going to wear, is going to be a special type of champal. Where the bone on your feet, which is called the metatarsal, that has to be exposed. You cannot apply perfume throughout the state of haram. You cannot even touch or kiss or cuddle your wife. You cannot even utter romantic words to her. All taboo until you come out of the state of haram, and that will only happen when you complete all the rites of the Umrah or the Hajj. And this ihram entry state starts outside Madina Munawwara at a place called Bir Ali, also known as Dhul Hulaifa. Actual name is Dhul Hulaifa. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Madina Munawwara with his huge band of Sahaba behind him, he brought them to Dhul Hulaifa. They camped for the night here. And early next morning, he asked everyone to make ghusl. They were clean and pure, mashallah. But he asked them all to enter into ghusl. He asked them to sort their hair and their nails, etc. He asked them all to put on, regarding the men, a clean sheet of ihram. One to cover the bottom part, one to cover the upper part. As far as the sisters were concerned, they were required to wear the normal outfit and garb. They can wear socks, they can wear everything, cover the head, etc. No difficulty there, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands that their body has to be covered properly at all times. Hafiz Wadi mentioned before regarding vehicles that park out there indiscriminately, that this is the last one. And I am saying now it's the final one. There is a BMW, I think, blue color, MV, motor vehicle, ND7351. You seem to be causing some obstruction at the exit. And others who want to leave or come in having a problem. My dear brothers, our Hajj starts now. Allah says, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوق وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. In Hajj, one thing is, don't fight. And don't create situation where you're going to involve people into fighting. And a thing like this, definitely temper may be flaring out there, because somebody wants to get out and some indiscriminate person is causing a problem. Please remove your car. And I hope until I end my bayan, no one caused disturbance. If there is, I'm not going to entertain them. Let's come back. The ladies have to be dressed up properly from top to bottom. In the state of ihram, their face will remain uncovered. Allah Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the sahaba ikram that go on to the musalla and perform what is called two rakat salah. We call the sunnatul ihram. When you perform your salah, men, our heads are covered. There you're not carrying your topi. Of course, you're going to dress up in the city, it's like Madina Munawwara, we're going to come prepared. And in this masjid, we're going to perform our salah. The men have their section, the women have their section. Now when you perform the salah, we're going to cover our head with the use of our ihram towel. If you have a topi, mashallah, very, very good. But the moment you make salam, your head becomes uncovered. Your topi comes off. You are facing the Qibla, you are now sitting. You will do the following. Number one, you'll make niyat, oh Allah, I am entering into a haram, make it easy for me, and accept it from me. Oh Allah, I am entering into a haram for umrah, make it easy for me, and accept it from me. And then you will say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. The moment you say these words, you are now in a haram. Men say labbaik loudly, sisters say it softly, that's the difference. But both of them, at the end of the labbaik, we are now in a haram. So all those restrictions now apply. And they will remain in force until we complete the rites of the umrah. Now let's go back. Alhamdulillah, with the show of hand, we saw that most of us, 99% who are sitting here, inshallah, are going for it. Raise your hand one more time, please. May Allah make our journey easy for all of us. Right. This umrah that we're going to enter into ihram in Madinah Munawwara, it is part of the Hajj. We are told by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are three types of Hajj. Ifrad, Tamattu, Qiran. I won't discuss Ifrad, I won't discuss Qiran. Because most of us are going for at least 1 month. Qiran and Ifrad simply means we have to remain in ihram for many, many days, and that's not possible for us. Because we are going for a long period of time, we will be performing the Hajj known as Tamattu Hajj. Tamattu simply means to derive benefit between two ihram, between the Umrah ihram and the Hajj ihram. So inshallah, when you get to Makkah Mu'azzama and perform the Umrah, we'll come out of ihram. Then we'll enjoy a long period, maybe 1 month, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, depending how long you are in Makkah Mu'azzama. And then when the time for Hajj comes, 8th of Dhul Hijjah, everyone who is there, who was out of ihram, he will now enter into ihram and then move for the Hajj. So let's get back to Dhul Hulaifa. We have said our labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. After making the labbaik, remember we are now in ihram of Umrah. Thereafter we make a special dua taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the simple words are, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka wal jannah, wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Simple meaning is, O Allah, I ask you for your pleasure, I ask you for jannah, I ask you for protection against your anger, and I ask you for protection against the fire of Jahannam. You can also make any other dua you like. Coming back to the namaz itself, generally, South African Hajis who are leaving from Makkah Mu'azzama, they leave from Madinah Munawwara after Zuhr. And by the time the transport gets us out of here and takes us to the Miqat, it's already Asar time. Because there is a delay, by the time your passport is retrieved, you will see it inshallah when you get there. So in all probability, we can end up in Dhul Hulaifa at Asar time. As long as we don't perform our Asar Salah, or we haven't done so, then before the Asar Far Salah, we will perform the 2 rakah Sunnatul Ihram. And if perchance we perform the Asar, maybe we delay so long in Madinah Munawwara, and we made Asar Salah here, and now we are after Asar in Dhul Hulaifa. So the 2 rakah Sunnatul Ihram will now fall away. Because we all of us know there are times called makruh time. Time in which Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is no nafil salah. There is a hadith which says, La salata ba'd al-fajri, wa la salata ba'd al-asr. So all we have to do is, go into the masjid, sit down after we have made our wudu, etc. Sit down on the musalla and make your niyat. Oh Allah, I am making niyat for umrah. Make it easy for me, accept it from me, your labbaik and your dua. Out you come in the bus and you're heading towards Makkah Mu'azzama. On the route to Makkah Mu'azzama throughout the journey, it may take between 8 hours, 10, 12 hours, Allah knows. But Allah make the journey short and easy for all of us. Say Ameen. And whenever I utter words of dua, I want full josh, Ameen. Because this is a very, very auspicious gathering here, and inshallah, I firmly believe Allah will accept all our du'as made here today, inshallah, al-Aziz. Because we have gathered here with one objective, to learn how to perform the most important pillar of Islam, which is the last one. A pillar of Islam performed only once by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A pillar of Islam after which came down the Quranic verse, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Today, O Muhammad, your deen is complete. So it's a very, very auspicious occasion. When we are on our journey towards Makkah Mu'azzama, throughout the journey, in between with some intervals, we must constantly recite Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, at least 3 times. Right? Okay, don't tire yourself. We are also told by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a haji, when a person in ihram utters Labbaik, around him the trees, around him the stones, the pebbles, the grains of sand, we cannot hear the sound. But they echo and re-echo, and it has a rippling effect. Every stone, next one, and it continues till the end of the earth on the other side. Each one echoing, Ya Labbaik, Allahu Akbar. We now reach Makkah Mu'azzama. After sorting out our accommodation, etc., the first objective now is to get to the Haram of Makkah Mu'azzama, go and stand in front of the Kaaba, and start our actual objective of being here in Makkah Muazzama, and that is the performance of Umrah.